This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've never been one to socialize with people. I've always been a nerd and liked computers from an early age. And instead of going out with friends, I would watch YouTube all day long. I had a few favorite creators. They were mostly prank channels. I would laugh all day long while eating ice cream at my desk and would even forget to go down for dinner sometimes. I was that immense in those prank channels. I had thought that maybe I could make one for myself. There was one channel that I started following when it only had 200 subscribers, and it grew rapidly, blowing up almost overnight. Why couldn't I do this? I said to myself. It's not that hard, I mean. Those pranks really hit the spot, but they are simple. Also, this could help me with my anxiety around people. Maybe I'll become more confident. It's a win-win situation. I continued to build myself up, and it was a really great idea. But I had some planning to do first. I started to research what type of pranks do people like, because I didn't want to start on the wrong foot. I wanted a rapid growth like the other channel. I saw that the most popular pranks at the time were the ones where someone would dress up as a bush and scare people as they walked by. I thought that was pretty easy enough. I stayed up all night to make my costume, and by the morning, it was perfect. I went out on the street and I filmed the entire day. People would scream, but after they saw that it was a prank, they would all laugh, and I would point to the camera, showing them where it was. "You're crazy." I thought I was pretty brave, but it seems like even a bush can scare me, one guy said before we both had a laugh. I had a lot of fun, and as the day passed, I started to become more and more confident, and I actually liked talking to people. It was like I discovered a side to myself that I didn't know I had. I was happy being outside. It was something new to me. Things were going great. And before I knew it, I already had 200 subscribers. I made a special video thanking everyone who supported me, even though it wasn't an impressive number. But all I thought about was that I managed to be at the exact same spot where the channel that blew up was. I already saw myself being successful and reaching over 100,000 subscribers, if not more. My channel was growing at a really fast rate, and I wasn't going to stop. Things went amazing for a while, and I started to get recognized in my hometown. There were even some people who followed my channel very closely and would come up to me so we could take a picture. I would feel like a celebrity every time. "You're that guy, right? From YouTube. I love those pranks. Me and my friends watch you all the time," they would tell me, and my heart would fill with joy. One day as I was doing my usual prank, this time climbing up a tree and throwing a mannequin down in front of people, as if it were a guy who fell from the tree, the prank caught on well, but one guy got really mad. I could not believe what was going on. No one had gotten mad before. They would normally get a little startled, but they would laugh about it in the end. But no, not this guy. After I did the prank and saw that it wasn't a real person, he flipped out. "You idiot! I should throw you from the tree. Or I should break your neck right here on the sidewalk. How about that?" he said to me. Then he took the mannequin and he threw it at me, calling me names and threatening to kill me. "I'll kill you. Get over here," he said while taking a few steps forward. "Come on, man, it's just a prank. Relax." I also said that I have it all on camera, so I advised him not to be violent. As I came down, he punched me in the face before kicking me in the ribs. I was lucky that two men passed by and stopped him. "Hey, stop it. Why don't you pick on someone your own size?" the men told him, and he ran away. "Thank you. I didn't know what that guy's problem was. It was just a prank," I told the guys. "Be careful here, kid. There's a lot of weirdos," they told me before walking away. I got up and went to my car to go home, but first I wanted to get something to eat. I kept thinking that even though I got beat up, this could be the video to make me blow up after blurring the guy's face. I went to my favorite sandwich shop and I grabbed a couple. They were small, but really good. The sun set and it started to get dark. I was driving home when I saw that a car was behind me, so I did some turns to make sure he wasn't following me. But a car was close up behind mine. I freaked out, thinking that it might be that guy. I didn't see its number plate because it was so dark, so I stepped on the gas. Not before long, I lost the car. I felt relieved and drove to my house. I left the car in the driveway and just went inside. After a quick shower, I sat down to edit the videos on my computer. As I was slicing and adding music, the screen went blank, and the entire house actually went dark. It was a power outage. I got up from my chair to see if the fuse box was in order. It was in the basement, so I took my phone and I used the flashlight. As I went down the stairs, someone pushed me from behind, and I started to fall forward, stopping when I hit the bottom of the stairs. I felt dizzy, and before I could get up, I was lifted up by my collar by someone and thrown around the basement. I pointed my flashlight toward him, and there he was, that weird guy from the prank video. He started punching me in the face repeatedly, and I wasn't able to defend myself. "I told you I'd kill you, didn't I? You're dead," he said to me while hitting me in the eyes. He beat me up bad. I couldn't see with one eye, and the other one started to swell up. I found an old piece of wood with a nail in it, and as he came to kick me while I was down, stuck it in his leg. "You little jerk," he yelled and fell to the floor in agony. That was my chance to get up, so I did it, and I ran to the stairs. The man got up quickly and managed to grab my leg as I was halfway up the stairs. "You're dead. You don't get out of here alive," he shouted. I managed to kick him in the face with my free leg, and he fell down the stairs. Then, there was silence. I couldn't hear anything. I pointed my flashlight toward him, and there he was, his eyes wide open, and he was groaning. I went to him, and I saw that he couldn't move. He must have hit something in his spine and gotten paralyzed. I called the cops, and they quickly came to my place, and they got him out of the basement on a stretcher. The guy wasn't dead, but he couldn't move. "You're lucky to get out of this thing alive. I would cool it with the pranks for a while. My colleague will be talking to you at the hospital. Post-recovery, we expect you to report to the station. You got yourself into a mess, mister." Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching.
One thing I had always dreamt of becoming was a big, famous person who got her money by doing whatever on the internet. Day after day, I would dream of what I could do to make people know me, to make people put my name on their mouth every day, to have more than 10 likes and 5 comments on a post. My boyfriend Chris always said being an internet sensation would bring up nothing but your life being public. I didn't listen. It was being internet famous or nothing else. I neglected school because of the internet. Exams were approaching. One of the most important exams to write as a physiotherapy student, but the internet had slowly become my school. I preferred to be on it than listen to any teachers. When I realized what I could do that would make people know me, I wasted no time in starting it. I created both an Instagram page and a YouTube channel that had to do with pranks. People would watch me prank other people. They would try it on others, and from there, more people would watch my videos. It seemed like the best idea. Pranking others just means you're playing on their trust. You can't just say it's for fun. You don't know if the person you pranked sees it as fun or not, he said. Don't get so serious about it. Like I said the other day, it's all for fun and it's what my followers want to see, and I have to give it to them. Don't say I didn't warn you when it all goes wrong, he said. I ignored him and pranked my parents, my siblings, friends, even strangers. Everything was going great. The number of likes increased to about 2,000 on every one of my posts, and I had about 1,000 comments on each post. What I wanted finally happened, and I couldn't be happier. Chris was the next victim of my prank. My followers dared me to prank my boyfriend to know how he would handle if I had cheated on him with one of his friends. I was very scared to do it, but I was also curious to know how well he trusted me. I waited till he was out of the house to set up the cameras, putting about 3 cameras in the bedroom at different angles. I decided to make it a live video. If I was going to cry, I would want the whole world to see that I was at least not the bad person here. After about 30 minutes, Chris showed up. I sat down quietly on the bed, faking a sad and remorseful face and almost held tears in it. When he walked in, he noticed me seated quietly at the corner, holding the sheets to myself with my legs raised up and placed together. "Rose?" he called quietly, holding me closer to himself as he sat on the bed. I turned to look at him. He asked why I hadn't spoken to him since he got back and why I looked so sad. With a straight face, I told him I was sorry. "I'm confused. Sorry about what?" "I know I shouldn't have done it, but I don't know. It just happened." He asked if I killed someone, and I shook my head in the negative. "Did you hit any lecturer in the class?" he asked, smiling. "What kind of questions are these?" I couldn't laugh out loud. Did he trust me that much not to cheat on him or hurt him? He had not even asked that. "I hurt you," I said, hoping he would at least understand what I was driving at. "Hurt me? How?" he asked. I told him I cheated on him and immediately moved away from him as far as possible to be sure I was safe from whatever his reaction would be. He was quiet for a while, his head down and his eyes closed. "Okay," was all he said. When I asked him what he meant, he just looked at me calmly. How was he still calm? I was going crazy in my head. I begged him to say something. "There's no point in yelling and faking being hurt when I did the same thing. Since we are confessing today, you should know. I also cheated on you," he said. No emotions or anything. His face was blank and void of any expression. I stared at him in shock for a few seconds before I slapped him. "How could you?" I shouted. He then pushed me hard and I fell down on the bed. "Don't try to play the victim card here. You know you too have been a horny, mean bitch." His eyes were cold and his words left me speechless. I ran to the door and blocked his way. "You asshole! I never cheated on you. It was all a prank," I said. My eyes felt heavy from tears. He wanted to end our relationship? Chris slapped me across the face and I screamed. I opened my mouth to ask him why he hit me, and then he slapped me again. I was screaming for him to stop, but he didn't seem to hear me. "Shut up! I can't even stand the sight of you!" When I remembered that I was recording what was happening, my tears came harder. Everyone could see Chris beating me up. My body hurt in many places, and I started to feel lightheaded. "Chris," I whispered. "Shut up," he yelled, slamming my head on the floor. When I woke up, I was in the back of an ambulance van. The only thing I could think about was how I could never face anyone after what they just witnessed. They saw me being beat up. That was one of the worst disgraces that could happen to an internet icon. I later got to know that it was one of my followers that alerted the police, but by the time they got to my place, Chris was gone. My prank really went wrong, and I learnt my lesson the hard way.